Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello. I see that Kentucky lady has come into the chat room, and we have someone on hold in the 561 area code. 516-561 area code. My goodness, you've been on for a while, and I'll get to you in just a minute. what a day. How fun I've had exploring different computer programs. I want to share with the audience what I'm up to, and I will put this in the little chat in the little room later on. I'll let you know later on. I'm just being so busy. I've introduced you to Doc. He's the one that owns the music company, and he's the one that offered, if you have a song to sing, Doc would be very helpful, and he gives you a really good break on producing a song just for you. And about a month back, 6 weeks now, it's been about 6 weeks. Anyway, I had this gentleman, Doc, and I talked him into allowing someone to call him and produce maybe one song. And haven't you always heard, we always have one song, we have one dance. And for those of you that really would like to pursue something like that for yourself, this is the way to do it. But anyway, he talked me into getting my classes together that I've been promising people forever. And bought all kinds of great stuff off the computer, international web for hard drives, and then some computer programs. And so I've been spending a week getting on track. It has been crazily fun. Catwalk, I don't know if anybody's familiar with that, but there's all kinds of different programs to transfer audio tapes from cassette to the computer and back to a DVD. And so I'm putting all my classes together. On my website, nancyvance.com, I do list certification weddings that people can get a ministry from me, but I'm going to really step out there. I'm going to offer all kinds from learning how to read auras to becoming an intuitive, a psychic, a medium, to getting a ministry from me, people who would like to be able to do weddings. So I'm going to be putting all that together. No guesswork. You're just going to follow what I say. And really, if you look, I got 19 years of lectures. Wow, you guys, I almost wish I didn't know Nancy so I could sign up for some of her stuff. You know what prompted me to do this? Hi, Nancy. Oh, hello, Tom and True Soul and TKLSTAR. Hi, folks. Blue Diamond. What prompted me is the economy. You know, I'm still getting busy. It has slowed down just a little bit, but, you know, that's my choice. I could be out trying to get. And I slow down just a little bit that this happened. All across the United States, people call me and say, Nancy, I want to become you, I want to do, you know. And I'm saying, you know, I don't have time for classes, but by golly, I'm going to put it together. If you want to become an intuitive reader, you want to hone up your skills, you want a ministry, I'm going to start offering that. The prices I have on nancymaps.com are what I have now. I'm putting better packages together, kids, so if you want a little bit of a discount, go there, because once I get done, I'm going to up the prices, because I'm going to be going through, you're going to be feeling that you've really learned something from me. From all the lectures and the classes I've already given, you're going to get a lot of information. I'm the queen of information. So that's what I've been doing, is learning how to, I even printed out some labels today. So I'm ready to go, okay, we've got some people in the room. I've got 10 now. Well, one of the things I wanted to speak about tonight was intent. I brought it up on my sister's show. Oh, boy, you guys think I'm nuts. My sister talked me into a radio show for Thursday night, and we're calling it Psychic-Sisters-Talk. And we had talked prior, and one of the things I'm noticing in people that call me, waiting is very difficult. Waiting out today's economic level, waiting out if the boyfriend's going to call, waiting out, unfortunately, I've had a couple of people this week speak of people passed away, and those who are waiting for people to pass away. Waiting is very difficult. The other thing that's very difficult is making a decision. And I want you to remember back to when you made some important decisions. I'm not going to wait for this person anymore. I'm going to hold this person's hand, and if he dies tomorrow, fine. If not next week, fine. I'm going to change jobs. Today I've made the decision to do that. Today I've made a decision, I will move in a month. When we've made those decisions, I want you to be observant to the energy around you. because I feel like when we change paths, if we've been off the path, when we get back on the path, synchronicitous events happen, and it kind of slows, and everything just is smoother. If you make a decision and everything feels rough, back up and reevaluate your decision process, because if you're in a bad mood, be in a good mood, that you made a choice. And I think that energy creates new opportunities. I don't have my glasses on. I will put it on. But everybody in the room there, hi, Saint Misty, and another one called Soaps. Oh, how fun. Angel Wing is in. Do me a favor, if you want to ask me a question, I'm going to go to 561 area code here really quick. I can't see that well unless I put my glasses on. So if you put it in caps, I won't say that you're shouting at me. What I'll say is, oops, someone wants me to pay attention, because a lot of times the kids in there are just chit-chatting back and forth. Anyway, YouTube, I saw the word YouTube in there. NancyMats.com, my website, I'm actually going to upload some videos that I've done. I don't know how to put it on YouTube and then go over there, but I understand it's possible. CaliforniaHaunts.org, and you know I do two shows a month with her, actually three shows a month with her. We have she on Block Talk Radio, California Haunts, all run together. But her website, she does have pictures of us doing the Murphy ghost investigation a couple of weeks back. So it was very fun, and some EVP. So anyway, oh, hello, Angel Wing. Yes, I thank you for putting caps. Gosh, I hate to admit I have to wear computer glasses. But I want to get to 561 area code. This gal is then on. Oops. It's not on yet. Okay, hold on. Oh, 561 area code, who's this speaking?
Hello, Nancy. This is Lena.
Oh, hello there, dear. And I apologize. It is a little soft. Was it Lena?
Lena.
Well, hello, dear. And what area code is 561? Where are you calling from?
Florida. Boca Raton.
Florida. Well, I heard your kids got a cold chill just a couple days ago. So what's going on with you? What would you like me to help you with?
Well, I'm seeing a man that I'm very, that we have a nice little relationship going, but he's thinking about relocating. So I'm just, I know you can't hang on to something. And I've told him that, you know, you got to do what's best for you. I would never hold you back.
Oh, my heart's breaking for you. This man is going to get a better position, and he's going to want to relocate. So he is going to be offered something. I don't know why he puts his arms out to make it happen. So I don't know if it's company or he's purposely attempting to go out there. I want to share a couple of things with you. I do feel like he's fallen in love with you or he's going down that road.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying you're going to move, but I feel like this relationship will continue for a while and some tough choices are going to have to be made. Whether you move or he goes back, can't tell. Okay?
But you think he's in love with me.
Well, he's right there. He's showing me a lot of feelings for you, but remember, in today's economic level, anybody that can get a better job somewhere else or keep your job, you have to. I just heard Citibank's laying off 52,000 people. If he's going to get a better job that secures his economic level for the next year to 2 years, he needs to take it, girl. And it feels like, and I don't know if you can confirm this, he feels like it's a promotion or a step up. So if it's within his own company, great. If it's not, but it's a step up, all I ask of him is make sure the company is very solid. Okay?
When do you think this will happen, Nancy?
He shows me like the first year. So would it be that quick?
Well, his lease is coming up on his apartment in March.
I think it's after the first year, shortly after, okay?
All right.
All right, sweetie. Best of luck to you,
okay.
Dear.
All right, bye-bye.
Oh, my gosh. Besides the economic levels, I think that our heart, our romance, what's important to you, this man does really care for her, but he has fear, so the fear is driving him to find better work, and he wants more prosperity in his life. Oh, I know, Jeanette. Oh. And I just saw that someone had a whole bunch of snow. Seattle? No, I don't think they had any snow. That's where my sister Bonnie lives. But I heard that New York had a whole bunch of snow north of that. Definitely snow here in Canada. Probably East Coast is where you're talking about, huh? Oh, Toronto. Okay. I think this is the time of year. California, with all that's terrible. Oh, I don't know what's happening. I think that we're going into some kind of weather pattern change. But down here, I'm 25 miles from the Mexican border. And like Art Bell, in the middle of the night, in the middle of the desert, here I sit. But the weather's been fine, other than the dust bunnies get really blown about. I have a pretty good-sized house, and this dust bunny came last year and took part of the roof off. So in my part of the world, the storms are dusty until the winter sets in. And considering that we had the most rain we've had in 13 or 14 years here in this part of the world, we had a lot of rain in the summer, monsoon. Now we're dried out, and then we're going to go right into winter. So, oh, yes, it's very funny how it can be different weather all around the country, not just all around the world. But I really do feel like there's some changes happening, as well as the economic level. I feel like 2 years for weather to start settling down and 1 year for economic levels to really change. You know, one thing I'd like to bring up, I don't know who's interested in calling my show with my sister, that if you click into Thursday night, 8 o'clock California time, my sister comes from a law firm, and her degree was government and economics in college, if I remember right. So she's had a lot. If you want questions on the economics, give a call to my sister during the show on Thursday night. Anyway, let me give you the guest call-in number just in case someone's listening in but not in the chat room. Area code is 347-205-9071. For anybody that's in the chat room Thursday night, before my sister and I get on the radio show, I'm going to be teaching a class here in Sierra Vista. If you're interested, get back to me. It's going to be on Ghost. I don't know who's in Sierra Vista, Arizona area, but if you're interested, if someone's listening from my part of the world, get in touch with me at nancy@nancymaps.com. And I'll give you some details. Wow. Okay, here's something. My son was woken up by a flick on his eye last night. When he woke up, he saw a dark, shorter figure right next to him on the floor beside the bed. He got scared and flipped on the light. And then he felt something slipping his earring. Oh, my goodness. That's amazing. Okay, so you know I listened to Art Bell, George Norrie forever. Actually, been listening to them since 96. And speaking to Bell, now my friend who wrote that in green, I do feel like this is a spirit person. It is not a shadow man from a parallel universe, but in what I would call a human form, this did not feel completely human. I feel like it was an energy being, mischievous. I don't feel like it was a leprechaun or a fairy, but some sort, because it's distorted. In some ways, it doesn't feel what I would call grandma and grandpa. So if you had shorter, heavier people, then so be it. But this seemed like a very short man with maybe a little longer arms than normal. And I feel like I'm not looking at what I call a small person. It was an overall odd shape. So sometimes I think beings from other dimensions can flip in. And this is a mischievous one. I don't feel anger or frustration on that animal creature going towards your son as much as, oh, this is a human being I'm looking at, so I'm going to get its attention. So that's all I'm getting on that. I just don't get anything bad other than that one of the few times I've picked up a non-human energy being. Very clever. Why don't you give me a call tomorrow? I'd love to hear more about it. In fact, I could even, this is not a possession or hitchhiker situation. This is someone who's bled through. So you get dark, you see dark things all the time, and you still get freaked out. Oh, my gosh, girl, let me tell you. I do this every day. I see spirit people. And if any of you want to know who your spirit people are around you, you know, I can only do so many before they start blurring in my mind. But ask me and in the chat room. But anyway, I see spirit people. I give talks on ghosts. But we had an animal outside our house, and my husband came back from the front room. He says, "Are you all right?" And I guess we had a coyote trying to get in our backyard and just wrestling in the chain link fence. I went, "Whoa!" I can get startled. And I'm the queen. If I think of a spirit person manifested right here in front of me, if I wasn't wanting it, I could get jarred. I was going to someone's funeral, my family, and the man brother showed up in the seat next to me when I had my little blue car, and I was certainly not expecting that, and I got startled. And normally I'm not startled, so if you're not kind of prepared to see somebody and it just comes, it is kind of startling. Oh, we have another call. 718 area code. Who's this speaking?
Hi, Nancy.
Yeah, who's
Hi.
This?
It's Angel Wings again. Tammy.
Oh, what was your first name again? I didn't quite hear you.
Tammy.
Tammy. Hello, Tammy.
Hi, how are
what
you?
Can I do? What? Oh, well, I'm just fine tonight. I've been, I tell you, I get so wrapped up on computer stuff. I was joking with somebody the other day. We were talking about how people, as they get older, should use your mind more. Oh, my gosh. If I keep this up, I'm going to be the smartest 80-year-old woman in lots of years from now. They say learn a foreign language. I said, oh, I just have to learn this computer program. I'm just wired up. All right, girl. Just a second. I do see this, Sam. What is your opinion on mirror gazing? I'll answer that in just a moment. So, Tammy, what's going on with you?
Okay, I'm confused. I was told that I'm going to meet a special person, like the new love of my life.
Yeah.
In my job, and like they told me the initial D or something like that. Now I'm really scared because my boss, his name is Dr. Dan Cipriano, and they told me.
No more last names, kids.
Oh, okay.
On the air.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. Okay, let me talk. You are going to meet somebody. And in your working world, do people who work their bodies, their hands, come and go in your workplace?
I'm not sure. I just started working there, and it's a doctor's office. So,
okay, so a doctor's office would still have people who come in who maybe bring water in, or they come in with supplies, something like that.
Yes, like a
drug rep. I don't know if this person is a patient because I didn't get the initial read on you, but I'm going to describe somebody physically. And
okay.
I'm not sure, are you a little taller lady or what? How tall are you?
I'm like 5'5".
Well, he's taller than I am, but that's not very tall. I thought you were taller than that. I thought at first you were about 5'6", 5'7". But anyway,
yeah.
This man looks like 5'9", half 5'10", to me. And he's a little thicker. He's a Mediterranean Italian or something. He's got dark hair. He's balding just a little bit. And he's got really pretty face. He's got really nice, smooth skin. Now, I don't know. First letter of a name is really hard for me to get. I sometimes block that because I had a friend who was told she would marry a Bob. Well, 15 years later, guess who never showed up?
Bob.
So you got to be careful. Yes, Bob never showed up. So we have to be. So, you know, sometimes it could be around a D, or, you know, the coincidences with D, the letters are very fancy. I like physical description. And the reason is that my eyes never lie. So there is someone who is very important to you show up, but we don't know sometimes if that's the first person or someone coming in the shadows. The downside, be told, this is the lovely life, you've got to marry this person, is that we rush it. If I said to you, it could be this person or someone who shows up the very next day, why are you still looking at the first one, the second one, they get your attention. Be very careful about that. So that happened to me.
Because when I saw this person, I wasn't, you know, really attracted to him. So I'm like, ew.
Did I physically describe him?
No. So
okay,
I guess he's not there yet.
Right, he's not there yet. Remember, if it's right, those who are in the room, hello, everybody. And I didn't get the newest names on here. What will be will always be. What cannot be can never be. I live by that, and the reason is that all these years, I'm good enough. It's kind of scary. People call me up, everything you said, and then I go, oh, pressure.
Uh-huh.
You know, then I have to hold on to that. But I will see somebody, and they're going to show up. But the problem is we don't know if that person or the very next one, because you have to get through one person before you go to another person. And what I'm saying is, I think God is infinite wisdom of the universe, however, whatever is governing us. We don't know the karmic relationship you may have to have with somebody to get to the other person.
True.
So I do feel like there's still another light man who could show up in the midst of all this, and he's kind of like light hair, almost reddish strawberry, light brown, a little
that's
thinner.
That's the one.
Hmm?
That's the one I met already.
Okay, so that one's already shut up and not and gone away. Now we have one more person. See, I describe the one that's always shown up and gone away. Now let's wait for the darker haired man. And take your time, and he shows up, be nice as though you're never told about him. Okay?
Excellent. I will.
All right, girl. All right.
Thank you. That put so much light on it because of whew.
I know it. Sweat. I can feel it now, girl. You're just sweating all over. All right, dear. You got some hot times coming. It's not with this one. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
I want to address, Sam has written in there, mirror gazing. You know, Nostradamus used the mirrors. A lot of really amazing people used mirrors. And I'm not positive that mirror crystal ball is what allows us to see future as much as allows us to concentrate. Over all these years, I just concentrate on a word or a name. Energy goes to that person. So I never got into the habit of looking at something. But I feel like people feel like they're looking, but in reality, I think their brain has allowed them to see something. There's nothing in a mirror or a crystal ball that has the power to create and manifest an image. It's all done with your mind. If I knew how I could do this, I would sell it for a nickel to everybody. And the reason is I moved my energy about, and I went to this lady, and she's from, 718 area code, and I blend with her, enter her time, and go forward. There's nothing in the crystal ball that would do that for you. So I believe there's a fraction of being able to concentrate, and that way, that's what that's used. That's my opinion. What's an attachment? Oh, Tom, attachment is a spirit kind that it has passed on from its physicalness, but was blinded by a need, an addiction. I don't want to pass over. I'm afraid to pass over, and they'll clump to somebody. So they're not a soul that is haunting a place, but lost, frightened, confused, addicted, they will come up to somebody, and if that person has the right vibration that makes them feel comfortable or can give to them a need, that person then has an attachment. I don't feel like it's all the time. Absolutely not. I don't know how many of you recognize me. Is Karen in the room here? Karen Rothstein works in Sacramento, and she and I will talk about clients that have come to her that have been quite unusual, and then I've been able to see attachment. Then Tom, it's just amazing. Karen and I are kind of putting a book together on it, like I need another project. But if that's what attachment, the book that got me started thinking about this was Ida Flori, The Unquiet Dead. If you go on Amazon, there's tons of books now, The Restless Souls, People, Dead People Don't Know, People Who Don't Know They're Dead. There's on and on and on, Recovery from Soul Attachment. I could just go on and on and on. Okay. As a spirit guide, no, different. Okay, here it is. Here's another question for me. What is your favorite form of protection during prayer, meditation, sleep? How about detachment from other people's energy? Wow, what a great question. Probably most of you don't know I had cancer at 39, and I was really sick. Ended up 6 months later getting a divorce. So I was married 21 years. At 39, I got divorced. At 40, I got divorced at 40. And kind of lost my faith. Kind of makes me real emotional. And a year and a half later, doc said I was going to live. And I said to God, thank you for my life and my sanity. And if you wish, I will work for you the rest of my life. And the universe told me, go here, go there. I ended up at a spiritualist church. I become a spiritualist minister. I really have faith. I believe in the divine order of the universe. The path that all of us have is what you're about, not what I'm about. I allow you to be who you are, be stuck, be heart, whatever it is. I have undeniable prayer. I have my own personal prayer. There's a prayer that I give people. It's in my book, Two Worlds. I am of the highest vibration, the purest of mind, a child of light and a child of God. Nothing can hurt me unless I believe it's so. So, everybody, I feel very powerful. I don't get messed with. And that's how I believe and I do that. Do I meditate? Not often. And sleep? I do sleep. And, you know, I sleep about 8 hours a night, which is pretty. How do I detach from other people's energy? When I feel someone cling to me quickly, I know they're hurting. I say, call me and get it over with, and they do. And then when I'm done with a session, I stand up and I walk around, and if I have to shake it off, I will, because you have to go on with your journey. But I'm very easygoing, and 99% of the time, I get a feeling someone's going to call me. Unbelievable. And sometimes they'll say, okay, I'll go to the front room, and I'll pick up the phone, and someone's called me. So it gets, as you do it year after year, I was born this way, but I really jumped right in 1990, and that's when I made the prayer and everything. So just kind of learned to control it and understand it. Okay, I'm looking to see Star Child information again. Tom, you need to get a website. You need to a talk show. I don't know what you're looking for. The Star Child Syndrome. Dr. Boyland, Richard Boyland out of Sacramento deals with this. And I don't think he has a website, but he has a web page. He doesn't have a radio show, but he has a website. It's not that they are rude or anything. I think what we don't know kind of turns us away. It's when I counsel people who are dealing with illness in the family. What we don't know, we turn away from, but we don't know how to deal with it. We don't know what you want. So you bring it up enough, you talk about it, but I'm not sure, you know enough, but I'm not sure what you want from us, and you bring it up over and over. Can living people cross over to the other side as in heaven? Out-of-body experiences, absolutely. Near-death experiences, absolutely. I don't feel like I have. I have out-of-body experience a lot. In fact, every time I do a reading, but I think I slip between dimensions. I don't believe I go full-bodied into it. They show me a few times what it looks like over there, kind of interesting. And I do believe that people have near-death experience, out-of-body experiences. If they get closer, I do remember. I've had a couple people near-death, right to the brink, saw it and backed out, and wasn't their time. Okay. Angel Wing has a special prayer. I think that most of us have. Oh, here's the. Oh, my gosh, I should have looked up. Okay, kids. Let me see who this is. 386 area code. Who's this?
Hi, this is Hacker Boy, Blog Talk Radio candidate host.
Oh, and what was your first name again?
A hacker.
Oh, you're a hacker?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, girl. So what state are you calling from?
Oh, right now we're in the state of West Virginia.
West Virginia. And how can I help you tonight?
Oh, we were just talking about how the living person was not able to verify what the dead person had said.
And what would you, well, it's very hard because when I do readings like this, it speeds me up. When I get off a radio show or, you know, I do four last week, in fact, and I do more than that a month, it buzzes me up until I can't go to bed for a couple hours. My brain turns on. There's some kind of
heating
up.
Can you market that, whatever you're
I wish. I wish. I think that's what's helped keep me relatively slim most of my adult life because I have a lot of body energy, and when I do readings, I speed up. And even
Can you do a reading on us?
Well, hold on a minute. So when a spirit person comes in, they are of such a higher vibration that I seem to try to meet them at least halfway, and I get flooded with thoughts and pictures and actions. They get frustrated that I don't hear fast enough. So that is a problem. There's some channelers that get the impression and they go real slow, but I can hear conversations, so it's kind of neat. How about giving me a question? I can't read the whole group because I still got two other calls holding, and hopefully in the chat room I'll get some other questions. So tell me, what would you ask for yourself?
Well, I would like to know a little bit more about the collar you just had on.
And what would that be? So tell me about what would you like to know. You got to give me a question. I don't know how to answer it.
Okay, the question is that she was saying that she does not necessarily understand the input she was receiving. So how is she supposed to interpret what she was coming across?
Is that the... Was that the gal with the doctor's office and she's waiting for somebody?
Yeah.
Okay. All human beings want to know what's going to happen. And we are all the same. It's almost like, what's going to happen tomorrow? What's going to happen to my life next week? And a lot of us are planners. I'm a planner. She might be a planner. And we want order in our life. And it's even people who are hoarders or messy or ultimately clean. That's a technique of trying to be in order for their life. And so people who keep track of their life will oftentimes ask questions like that. They want to put some order in their life. So she must have got a reading from somewhere else, and the individual, man or woman, doesn't matter to me, said, you do have someone coming. It will be a very strong, probably a lot of strong energy is what she said, and possibly the only thing she could pick up was the letter D. Now it could be the first name. It could be the last name. So
letter
she didn't
D
know what to
as
do.
In D,
Dog.
D as
Dog.
In Democratic Barack Obama?
D like in David. So it would be David as a first name or David as a last name. So she was confused, and I don't go by names because it could be confusing. I go by visual description because I can see pictures. I go by that. And in some ways she felt more calm knowing it wasn't the man in her office.
Hello,
because the man in
the
office
air?
Had the first name of D.
Hello,
pardon?
Am I still in the air? I have a question
yep.
to ask.
Well, I
can't
give you much
Eastern,
more time.
There was an Eastern Federal, this is Hacker Boy asking a question. When the Eastern Federal Railroad came across up on the Eastern Coast, they ran into an emergency stop. Was that necessary, or were they able to correct that with engineers' work?
And when did this happen?
Probably about 282 times between now and the past 50 years.
Wow, that's a hard one. My first, whatever you were talking about, I felt like they had to stop, as though someone forced it to happen. But I'm not sure what the problem was.
Now, if we go ahead and truncate that into four or five other railroad lines, what if that had to mean with 350 unexpected stops for each railroad line, so that'd be about 1,500 unexpected stops, what caused that?
I don't have any idea. You're asking things that are beyond what I can comprehend at the moment. That's too many numbers.
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling.
I guess we need to find someone good with the numbers.
Oh, yeah. No, not at this point when I'm talking about other things. So, thank you for calling. I've got to get going.
Thank
I've got
you.
Four
Hacker Boy Live again on Blog Talk Radio for your entertainment.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank
okay,
you.
Let's go to area code 314.
Hello.
Oh, hello there. And who is this, please?
Well, I'm certainly not a hacker. This is Anne.
Hello, Anne. I don't know if that was all the call letters. You know, sometimes there's almost too much information. Like, keep it simple for me. I can answer easier. But
easier.
No, just easier to follow. That was so much information. Anne, what state are you in?
Missouri.
Missouri. Hello, Missouri. And what can I help you with tonight?
Well, I am interested in finding out a little bit more about my career path. It's undergoing a change. And also my love life.
Okay, well, let's go with the first question, because even if you have a love life or not, the career is very, very important. I want you to tread softly here. I don't know if you're going into stopping one job to go into another, or they're putting you in a position where you don't know the job very well. I feel a wee bit of a dip here. It's going to be either more difficult or disappointing. Can you tell me what you're up to right at the moment so we can sort this out?
Well, right now I am unemployed, and I kind of took advantage of it and wrote a book and so forth, but not really wanting to go back into my old career path. So looking for something new.
I think you're going to go, and that probably is flow with this. God bless you for writing a book, girl. It's almost like having a baby, 9 months of hard work.
Yeah.
Anyway, the dip I could be feeling is you're surrendering the need to go back to the office. And you do need to go back. I'm telling everybody over and over, we still have another year before things are clearing up, and I feel a lot of dips in the road. So I want you to start looking and find something that is secure, but don't settle. Don't go down. Reach up high, because I feel like you're going to – I don't want you to settle because you've got a lot of qualifications. So I feel like something better could happen for you where you want to be happier. Writing a book, getting out there. The only thing about writing books, I'm writing so many, and it takes time, everybody. I know everybody wants that and the class material. But you don't make a gazillion dollars from the book. What you make from the book is more opportunities to do other things. And I feel like the book will give you options to talk or lecture, but you need to pay the electric bill. So I want you to be secure and safe. There is a dip coming, so it makes me think you surrender, go back to work. Okay?
Okay.
Got that?
All right. Okay.
All right, sweet. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, we had someone not want to wait any longer. So, Valley, I just don't know Spanish. I really apologize. In fact, I got a Spanish program,
hello?
An upgrade. Oh, hello, so I can learn Spanish and get going on it. 615 area code. Who's this speaking?
Valley Rojas.
Oh, there you are. You had two. You had that, your name, and now I see your phone number. Oh, your phone number is 615 area code, and then you have another phone line with that name on it. Well, how funny is that?
Yeah, well, I'm from Hendersonville, Tennessee. It's outside of Nashville.
Oh, my word. I just, one of these days, everybody, I'm going to start traveling. I have pockets of people in every state. And Germany, Ireland. So it'll be really fun to travel and meet all of you. So what's going on with you tonight? How can I help you?
Well, I'm a ghost owner. And I have a
I love you.
Team together. And I was wondering, what do you know about attachments?
Oh, my gosh. Listen, girl, that is a topic of conversation in my household.
Yeah.
You, listen, I will do this if I've read some books lately, but the first one was Edith Fallori, Unquiet Dead, and that started this maybe 15 years ago for me, and I wanted not to really look because everybody's calling me about so many, I'm going to get a job, I'm my boyfriend, all these other things are going on in their life, but I had that friend, Karen Rothstein, and if you'll connect with me, nancy@nancymats.com.
Uh-huh.
I'll send you her link, and
okay.
we've been dealing with lost souls, addicted. In fact, there's a couple of them. CaliforniaHaunts.org. I'm a remote viewer, and I've done ghost investigations. We've actually come across with hauntings and attachments of souls that did not want to cross over because they were not good people. They were afraid. So we're getting not only people, yes, that is something you really got to consider because.
Yeah, I had some weird stuff happen a while back, and I went to a convention in Louisville, and I met Bishop, one of the guys at the conference. I don't want to say any names, but anyhow, he's pretty successful, and a lot of people there were, and they've been on TV and stuff. And anyhow, I found some really strange things that was going on, and the team and what we did and what I had attached to me. And it was very, very weird. And I always protected myself, you know, and my sister and I, we both are the founders of our group, and we got our talents from our mother, and ghosts seem to follow us around all the time. But I think I got caught off guard on this one.
It's so easy. Remember, everybody, the movie Ghost, and Woofy, who is a pretender, really had the gift, and when she finally got it clicked into place, she was founded by spirit kind.
Okay.
And people who are very sensitive, like myself, and I have an invasion of energy. I can feel it shake it off me. And what you have to have is an attitude. You have to change your attitude, except when it's someone who's scared or needy.
Yeah.
Those people will swing a little harder, and they'll go into your body. So sometimes if you need help from a legitimate ghostbuster, a legitimate psychic, because you don't need voodoo or woo-woo or $500 candles, it needs to be an attitude and energy shift.
Yeah.
And
well, this one,
important.
The investigation I was on, I didn't know, but during the night when I stayed at this place, this spirit woke me up in the middle of the night screaming into my ear, and it woke my sisters and me up. It was really scary. And then next thing I knew, I had an attachment. It caught me off guard.
Wow, yeah. Probably you were tired and weakened in some way. It feels like feels like a masculine voice and screaming as in scared. I didn't know what to do next. I'm so screaming at you feeling. So I don't feel anybody on you now. You have a great aunt that says she has joined you, but I feel like she's been dead for a long time. She was short, squatty. She had big bosoms and big hips. Do you know who it's a great aunt?
Great aunt, huh?
Yeah. Do you recognize she had white skin, white hair?
Oh, okay.
And thin hair. Which one am I talking?
Could it be Aunt Millie?
It feels like whoever I describe has joined up with you. She's a she said that people thought of her as a kick in the butt. She had a good sense of humor. Not raunchy, but very right in your face. And she has she has come to you, and she's in your life. And it might be something new around you because she likes you. She's amused by you. Maybe it's a ghostbusting. How many years? It feels like she's been gone a long time. How long has she been in spirit kind?
Oh, gosh. Millie's been dead longer than my mom.
Okay,
yeah.
She feels like she's been gone a while, but call her by name. If you get that feeling, then that's who it is, because she gives me a big smile. And I think she was pretty, people didn't mess with her. I think she was a smart woman.
Okay. Do you see my mom or my father around?
Well, your mother has come and gone. She shows me she must have been dark-haired and a nice-looking lady. She has come and gone. And was her father or your husband really, her husband a really tall man? Do you remember?
He was average height.
Okay, there's another man around her, so it could be her father. He was a bigger man.
Yeah.
So these two people have come around you. Okay?
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you, Nancy.
And give me a call sometime. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, I just really like the opportunity to connect with those hunters because it's just fascinating. And what I tell people and those in the chat room too, if you have a spirit visitation or you have an event, don't get scared because they'll go away. What you want to do is relax and allow, be in awe. I am always respectful. I am always in awe. I'm always thankful for a visitation or a spirit kind like wanting to be acknowledged. And the reason is that's my truth. How we do survive. And I want to know who it is. The downside of that is there's three people in here with me now. The downside is people talk to me about wanting me to connect with family. I can't find them. You know how many people in the United States? How would I find them? You know, the Ghost Whisperer, she has people needing her help, and it's local. When I live in the middle of the desert, no one's local. Okay. Oh, gosh. All right, let me see here. Oh, we have a call. Okay, let me find out who this is. This is the 562 area code.
Hello,
who's
how
this,
are you?
Please? Well, I'm just fine. Who am I talking to?
This is Cheryl.
Hello, Cheryl. And what state are you calling from?
The state of California.
No. I should have known that prefix. I'm from California and moved to the desert about 3 years ago. So what can I do for you?
I'm open to a reading, whatever you have. Whatever.
You know, I only can give everybody a couple minutes. I got 15 minutes left. Can you give me where to look? Just give me something, gal. I can't, you know, Cheryl, it's kind of hard sometimes.
I'm in a lawsuit. Is there anything we're missing?
Hold on. God. I don't want to talk about it on the air, but they say yes. And it's small. It's small, almost like a piece of something tiny. I don't know if I'm looking at a possession or something that's small. Envelope, a possession, something small.
Okay.
And I feel the outcome is good for you. It may not be everything you want, but the outcome is good.
Okay, well, where do I find this small thing?
I don't know. Let me ask you, I don't want too much detail because I'm not giving your name or area code or anything. Is it regarding a person that passed over, or is it what's the crutch of the lawsuit? Without giving me too much, we don't want any air, huh?
Medical malpractice.
So was it was on a person?
It was on a person.
And that person passed away?
No.
Okay. Funny, I thought it was a person. It looks small. I don't know. I can't tell.
You know,
I was wondering, huh?
I just wonder if there's anything we're missing.
Yeah, I get a yes on that. And it's almost like a treasure hunt feeling, like you have to find it. And it's small. It's small detail or small item. Since it's a lawsuit with somebody involved, it must be a small detail, a measurement, a place, an action, small though. And sometimes a small action is like a domino effect. One builds upon another.
Where do you find it? Can you give me some kind of lead on where to find it?
If it's medical, how can you look in a whole hospital? See what I'm saying? If it's malpractice in a doctor's office, how do you find that? Listen, gal, if I could give you an answer, I would. So keep however you can look at everything again and see if it was an overlook. Maybe it's a small detail. I would start there, okay? Let me know how it comes out, Cheryl. Sorry.
Okay. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That is so difficult, this lawsuit. When you do lawsuits, I always align it to a ping pong ball being thrown into a windless and doorless room, and it just bounces forever. I have people prompting me to play this every once in a while. This is an ad that was given to me.
Oh,
it takes a cup of coffee, everybody.
I've been talking to a psychic medium for some time now, but never knew who to trust. I learned about Nancy Matz through a friend of mine and decided to take a chance and call her. I learned about my children, my job, and other fun mystical stuff. I was so impressed. She was right on with so many things. After talking to Nancy Matz, I walked away feeling great. Call her 916-773-1657 or nancymatz.com. That's nancymatz.com.
Oh, hello, hello. I just take a breath and take a cup of coffee. That little 40-second commercial really helps. That was a commercial written by Lisa, KFBK Studio. She'd come to me for a session. Isn't that sweet? And she talked me into putting ad on Coast to Coast AM. So I was very flattered. So let me go to 321 area code. Who's speaking, please?
Oh, hi, Nancy. This is Linda calling. I'm calling for Tom in the chat.
Yeah.
He has a question. He really needs to know the answer. I hope you can give him guidance on this. He wants to know, he applied for a cleaning job. Will he get it this week?
I don't know that it's next week, but I get some sort of answer the following week.
I hope he can.
If he'll be told this week that he starts in 1 week. So it could be Friday he'll get an answer, and then Monday he'll start. Because I don't see him not working. I see him working.
It says,
let me know.
He said, I just want to know if I'm going to get the cleaning position I'm trying out for this week. He's trying out for it this week, Nancy.
Like I said, I see him working.
Wonderful.
So I don't know if it's this one or the same thing is this is what's hard, is that this is Monday. There could be something that shows up on Wednesday. So if he puts all his feelers out, Craigslist, monster job, you know, hunt, whatever, there's 6 or 7 good websites. How do you know that it's one he's going for? So, like I said, I feel like something will happen this week, and then in a week he'll have another answer. He's starting. I see him as a working person, not a non-working person.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear that for Tom.
Yeah.
I knew he couldn't call
in. What's your name?
My name is Linda. I'm Tweety Bird in the chat.
Oh, Linda. The connection tonight is a little more difficult than normal, so I apologize. Well, nice meeting you. What state are you from?
I'm from Florida.
Oh, gosh. Someone said, what do you need to know? And I said, you know, it's just fun. Doesn't help. Just fun. Okay, thank you, Linda, for calling in.
Okay, thank you, Nancy.
Bye-bye. There was another question that was interesting in the chat room. Where was it? Let's see here. Boy, chat room is going back and forth. I thought I saw a good question in here. I wonder if the things I see are ghosts or shadows. When I see a shadow person, I don't see the curvature as easily of their body unless they move. When I look at ghosts, the curvature is thicker than the center at times, and I can see the perimeter of them. So sometimes when I see a shadow, if it just flips by, I will say it's an alternate universe creature going by or something, but a ghost has more fluid movement or it has more depth to it. Okay. Wondering about career paths, there's a couple of opportunities for you coming up, so keep your eyes open. Spiritual discernment. I'm not positive I know what you mean by that. Could you touch on spiritual discernment? Oh, yeah. Ask me what you mean by that. And then I have a call from my own area code, 520 area code. Who is this speaking? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, this is Nancy. How can I help you tonight? Who's speaking?
This is Sam.
Well, hello, Sam. And how are you tonight?
I'm pretty good. It's weird. I was listening to your broadcast right now, and this is, oh, I guess I've got a lag. Okay, and you're a couple seconds behind.
Well, it's like on Coast to Coast AM, they always say turn the radio down because there's a 6 second. It's in case you say something you shouldn't, I can bleep it out.
Well, yeah, I was doing that. I had my finger on the mute button so that I wouldn't get drowned out by stereo. Okay, yeah, I spoke to you last week, and I posed the question in the chat room about mirror gazing. Really, I guess what I'm trying to get at is I want to communicate with that person that I'd mentioned that I'd lost, I was very close to, and I...
The best way to do that, I'll answer it for you because I got 7 minutes left. And those in the chat room, for those who are not, it's hard to talk to spirit kind. But if you sit with that picture of that person in front of you and blank pieces of paper with a pen and you look at the picture, and it's really hard, Sam, everybody's mind works too much. Sometimes kind of relaxing and just enjoying the picture, when you hear something, just write it down. Any kind of impression, even if you feel like a ball or feel like a round thing, whatever you pick up, you have to call the person to you. Say, I'd like to talk to you. All right, Charlie or whatever his name was or her name, speak out loud. They are not mind readers. You wait until you feel the presence of somebody. And it really is amazing. Just sit and relax until you have a sense of that person and say, I'm ready. Talk to me. I'm relaxing. And see what you can pick up by pen, just writing. That's the easiest, most straightforward way of getting answers. Most people, when I say just not the word meditate, relax, quiet room, in the dark, light is just by a little candle, just relax, relax, relax. Sometimes your mind works too much. And what your perception of receiving is actually your mind being too busy. So I tell people either write the person's name on a piece of paper and look at it until you absorb their name and that person is felt. Photograph and just doodle with a piece of paper, and then you may get a message. The first night, 5 minutes. The next night, 5 minutes. The third night, 10 minutes. Until you kind of build up where you can sit longer. Don't do a half hour the first night, and you get all mad, and you throw the pens across the room. You have to build up and get used to that. Okay?
Oh, that's awesome. Well, then, can I press you for one more question?
Techstar just asked the same thing. How do you recommend to develop more? Okay, so that's the same kind of thing. Is it fake or meaningful or imagination? Absolutely. So what was your other question, Sam?
Well, just briefly, I don't feel that this person I'm talking about is trying to tell me anything in particular, just maybe wish me well. But do you get the impression that maybe there's some kind of urgent message? I don't see myself.
I don't get urgent at all. Mm-mm. I just feel like I said last time, I don't know if it's my sister's show that we talked about. Sometimes they just want you to know that they're alive and that they're okay. That's the hardest message to receive. I don't get from this person. They want to say hi. Most of the time they just want you to be happier, because when we grieve for a spirit kind, they grieve that we're grieving. And they do survive. And if you just relax and say, just tell me something so I know you're around, or give me a feeling, or give me a hug, you have to relax. And you have to be accepting and not anticipating scary, because they live. It's just a metamorphosis we go through. It's just so amazing to me that it's kind of like the cosmic joke. How come we don't know more? So that's your journey, Sam. I need to let you go, guy. 3 minutes left. I got a couple more questions in here. So
okay,
do what I said. You can download it with pretty much close to the end of the show, and use the paper and pencil, okay?
I do appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Keep in touch.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
And how to develop and be more. Practice makes perfect. Practice allows you to get to know who you are. And I did mention at the beginning of the show, I've been really busy with computer programs. I have 19 years of lectures and classes I've taught, and I will be posting nancymats.com. I'm going to be putting classes together. What I show is classes now, certification. These prices are going to change. And the reason is I'm going to really develop. You are going to get a lot of information from me. I'm the queen of knowledge, queen of paper, or telephone company, engineering. And I'm a detail person, so if you want, follow my website, write me notes, and I will get these classes out. This is for this next few weeks, I'm really working on it. Thank you. I appreciate your coming tonight. It's been really, really fun. We had 16 people in. Last time I looked, I think we had a little bit more. I really had fun with you. Thank you for coming. I hope I help most of you in your journey and help you out without you having put a lot of money out. Tweety Bird, I asked my mom to let me know that she made it to the other side when she was dying. Absolutely, they let us know. I thank you. I could write volumes of books. I just don't know how sometimes I can say as much. 2 hours is too long. An hour, I can't speak fast enough. But if you want more out of me, check nancymats.com. I'm going to have more on there. If you need more help, private time with me. Most of you know that this is what I do for a living. So thank you very much. Thursday night is Psychic Sisters Talk, Psychic-Sisters-Talk, 8 o'clock California time. That'd be fun. California Haunts is Wednesday night. I always am on the co-host. I don't know if she's going to have me as a guest. I don't think so this week. If you're interested, go to my website. I have the link there also. Okay, everybody. It's been a lot of fun. Thank you. Thank you. And if anybody is really smart with computer stuff, I've been fussing with some programs that can help us. So nancymats.com. All right, everybody. Good night.
Okay, some of you may think this is weird, but I loved it. I've been wanting to talk to a psychic medium for some time now, but never knew who to trust. I learned about Nancy Matz through a friend of mine and decided to take a chance and call her. I learned about my children, my job, and other fun mystical stuff. I was so impressed. She was right on with so many things. After talking to Nancy Matz, I walked away feeling great. Call her, 916-773-1657 or nancymatz.com. That's nancymatz.com.